following rant is by Manuel Kelly. You are free, as you have always been, to distribute this file free of charge to any person you wish.
Here comes a candle to light you to bed. Here comes a chopper to chop off your head.
Market looks good, right? You have four or five companies duking it out for your buck, right? Offering a nice variety of choices and options. Maybe we finally have this whole capitalism thing down, man. I mean, in just a short 100 years, we killed yet another thing that threatened everyone's freedoms: monopolies. Then, oh wait, it hits me. Napster goes down, and we're still at the mercy of consolidated power. Shit, how did that happen? You mean McDonald's and Wendy's are essentially the same? All the major record companies will treat my favorite artists like shit in pretty much the same exact way? Fuck! What the hell happened? Where the hell did all these mergers come from? Why did everyone seem to think bigger is better? We're down to 5 major media corporations, 4 new McDonald's open every day, where there are only 3 American car manufacturers, and it all happens when 2 corporations become one. We're not stupid. Even today, people know that if one entity controls an entire industry, it needs to be broken up. We still put pressure on the core political to not make too many waves as they play Pac-Man across the continent. That's why business associations have turned into a tool for consolidating more power so that no one notices. Before, someone had to practically buy everything in a market, but that was too obvious. So now they exist as an association of businesses. No, we're not a monopoly. We're just a small and selective group of larger businesses allied in a particular industry. It's become all about keeping it loose, keeping it clean, and keeping all the profits. Really, what it is a matter of camouflage. A Google search that I did revealed 964 hits of 49,500,000 pages with the word association in it. This represents everything from the American Medical Association to the International Air Cargo Association. Everyone has their own association here, and there are real vertical and horizontal monopolies controlled by a loose central organization hiding among all these different unknown, less powerful associations. It's not the Waterless Painting Association you have to worry about, or the Textile Rental Services Association. Maybe you should watch your back next time the American Emu Association calls, though. Perhaps the MPAA or the RIAA might ring more bells here. What about the NAB, the National Association of Broadcasters, home to Clear Channel Advertising? What about the AAMA? No, that doesn't stand for the American Amusement Machine Association. That's the American Automobile Manufacturers Association. And on top of that, they belong to the Automotive Industry Planning Council. Just because the word association isn't in there doesn't mean shit. But Manuel, it doesn't look like they control each other in any way. It's not the individual control of the corporations over each other that I'm worried about. It's the accumulative resources that associations have, which are to be used in affecting our government's policies. The way they set industry standards and how they operate often undermines the need for much of the competition we would have seen in past years. And I don't like the way the leaders of these associations seem to have the ear of our government. The way they mount intense propaganda campaigns to convince the public of double truths, where one minute they announce that DVD sales are on the rise, and then the next second they announce that piracy has cut their DVD sales. Not every association runs things the same way. But don't be fooled. Whether they know it or not, they're making huge power grabs with their lobbyists and other associated resources.